Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. God bless you tonight. God bless you. There is a river. There's a river flowing. Amen. And we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. And we have access to that river. Amen. Where blessings are flowing, miracles, signs, and wonders. Amen. They are flowing, flowing, flowing. So we give God thanks and we give God praise tonight. We thank God for each of you tonight, people of God, for joining us. We bless God on tonight. Truly, God is good to us and we're grateful for all that he's doing, all that he has done. We're just grateful, grateful, grateful. Amen. I don't know about you, people of God, but I am excited. As the psalm says, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Amen. Do you thank God for saving you tonight, people of God? Are you saved? Glory to God. Are you saved tonight? Glory to God. Are you saved? Do you know that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Glory to God. Do you know, amen, that when you transition on the other side, people of God, do you know where you're going? Amen. Glory to God. Do you know where you're going? You can't decide, amen, when you transition. But people of God, we got to be making preparations right now. We got to be making preparations, amen, for, amen, where we will spend eternity. Amen. And how do we know, people of God? How do we know? How do we know? Amen, Jesus. When we make our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ Lord over our lives, amen, Jesus, not just by our lip service, people of God, but in word and deed. Amen. We love him. We appreciate him. And even as he says, amen, if we love him, we'll keep his commandments. And when we keep his commandments, people of God, it's not hard. It's not hard to determine where we're going. All we got to do is go to the book. Amen. Go to the book. Amen. It's in the book, the 66 books of the Bible. Amen, Jesus. We can look in it. We can see. We can find ourselves. And we can see if our lives are lined up with what the Lord is requiring of us. Amen. So we can go through it, people of God. It's a checklist. It's a checklist. Amen, Jesus. Are we walking in the Spirit? Amen. Are we obeying? Are we abiding by what God has said, people of God? Or are we, glory to God, being ruled and governed by the works of our flesh? Amen. Glory to God. One's going to be in control, either one or the other. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. We bless the Lord tonight. We thank him. Amen, Jesus. We pray, amen, people of God, that we are coming to this network, but we are not coming in vain. We pray, people of God, that you're coming intentionally. And the Lord, amen, Jesus, he's doing a work on us. Amen. Even as we go to the houses of God, we hear The word of God is declared by God's messengers. People of God, those are not just words to make us feel good. No. Glory to God. But in the hearing of the word, people of God, we got to take it and we got to analyze and let the word analyze us. Amen. Let it look on us. Amen. Glory to God. Let it look within us to see if our lives are lined up with what God is requiring. Amen. So we bless God on tonight. We thank him. Glory to God. We thank him on tonight for all of his goodness, his grace. He loves us, people of God. He loves us enough. He's given us another day. He's given us another day, people of God, that we can get it right. He's given us another hour. He's given us another minute. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That we can say, Father, look on us. Amen. Shine your light. Shine your light. Glory to God. Shine your glory light upon me. Hallelujah. We can do this, people of God. Amen, Jesus. Through Christ, we can do all things. Let not our living be in vain. Let not our coming here, let not our going to the house of God, let it not be in vain. Let it not be in vain, people of God. So we bless God. We give God thanks. We give him praise. Amen. Thanking him for his grace. Thanking him for his mercy. Thanking him for his love towards us, his people. Amen. Again, again, again. It's another day that the Lord has kept us. Amen. Would you please, ma'am, please, sir, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. And while you're doing that, as always, I want to acknowledge my leaders. First of all, amen, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the head of this line. He's the author and the finisher of this work. We bless God for that on tonight. Amen. We thank God for him. Amen. Calling us to this work, people of God, and he is providing. He's leading. He's guiding. He's directing us in the way that we should go. So we give God thanks for him. We thank our Lord and Savior for our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James, our founding father. Thanking him for on tonight. Glory to God, our founding mother, Mother Carrie James. We give God thanks and praise for her. Amen. Jesus, thanking God on tonight for our senior apostle on tonight. Glory to God, apostle, prophet, Dr. Samuel Huggins James. And thanking him for elect Lady Rachel on tonight. Amen. Giving God thanks and praise for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking God for him on tonight. Glory to God. Listen, people of God, amen, for the elect lady, amen, Jesus, on tonight. Glory to God, elect lady Doris Tina. Glory to God. Also, he's my pastor. So I just give God thanks and praise, amen, for these men of God, amen, Jesus. We're thanking God tonight for the PNN advisors of this work that the Lord has called from all over. Amen. Several different places. We give God thanks and praise for them. Glory to God for them availing themselves in this work. Amen. Glory to God. Several responsibilities laid to their hands. But nevertheless, people of God, they avail themselves in this work. And for this, we are so grateful. We're so very grateful, grateful, grateful. Amen. Glory be to God. We just give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. Amen, Jesus, because, amen, Jesus, he didn't have to do it, but he did. Amen. He did it because he has a purpose in mind. He did it, people of God, because he had you in mind. And we're grateful, amen, that we're in his mind. Amen. The apple of his eye. So we give him thanks. We give him praise. We want to thank him for our prayer warriors on tonight. Glory to God. Thank God for each and every one of them. Amen. Glory to God. We want to thank God for our scripture reader on tonight. People of God, thanking God for your leaders. Thanking God for all of the leaders that come to this line, that come to this work to be a part of what God is doing. Thanking you for your prayers. Thanking you for your support, your words of encouragement. We just give God thanks. And we just give God praise for you. Amen. We thank God, amen, Jesus, for each and every one. Amen. All of our listeners from all over the world, wherever you're listening from. We thank God for you. Thank you for your commitment, your time, your attention to come and be with us. Amen. We just bless God for you. Amen, Jesus. We love you. We appreciate you wherever you're listening from. Amen. No matter country, which country you're listening from, we just thank God for you. Amen. We can't call them all, people of God, broadcasting in over 100 countries now. And we give God thanks. We give God praise because, amen, the Lord continues to expand these borders. He continues to expand these PNN borders. So we bless God. We give God thanks. We give God praise. We bless him. Amen. Again, for each and every one of you, people of God, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. We are, people of God, tonight in night number 36. Amen. We are, amen, close to our 40 days. Amen. This is night number 36. This is the time of the true prevailers, the true prevailers. Amen. And we bless God on tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. We bless the Lord for all of his goodness. Amen. He's brought us all the way, people of God. He's brought us a long way. He has brought us a long way. Amen. Glory to God. Tonight, day 36. Amen. Jesus, just a few more days. Amen. And we'll be at that 40. And we give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen, Jesus, for bringing us all the way. For bringing us all the way. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks and praise. To God, listen, as always, our format is a little different because we are praying these 40 days. Amen. We're interceding. We're interceding. And we give God thanks and praise, people of God, that he, amen, is taking our minds, our desires, amen, our petitions, and he has spread them across the globe. He has spread them across the globe so that we're not praying just for our church or for our ministry, amen, Jesus, or for our country. But he has expanded us, amen. He has expanded us, amen, Jesus, amen. Elevated our minds, taken our minds, people of God, caused us to know, caused us to touch and agree with our brothers and sisters whom we have never met. Amen, but they are also a part of this body of Christ. Amen, Jesus. So he has expanded our minds and expanded us in our prayer, in our petitions. Amen. So we thank God on tonight, people of God, that tonight is no exception. Again, this is the time of the true prevailers. Amen, Jesus. And I've already stated, people of God, amen, these 40 days of prayer run right in line with our All Saints 40-day fast of intercession as given by our late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. Amen. And I'm telling you, the circle of prayer, people of God, listen, the circle of prayer is something powerful. And I would that the Lord would give us the opportunity to do a teaching on it. Amen, Jesus, to do a teaching on the prophet's circle of prayer. Amen. So that's where we are now, and tonight, amen, we're in the spirit of the true prevailers, amen. So tonight, we're going to go ahead and get ready, amen. People of God, we pray that you go ahead and assume the position of prayer on tonight, mm-hmm. as we have each and every night. We're touching and agreeing. We're touching and agreeing. We're yielding our imagination. Yes, we're yielding our minds unto the Lord. To let us, amen, to take us and to breathe upon us and to take us places where we've not been, amen, Jesus, glory to God, to take us, amen, Jesus, listen, some soldier over on the battlefield, amen, someone who may be in spiritual trouble, glory to God, amen, the Lord may rest them in your spirit, and as he rests them in your spirit, people of God, we're going to prevail, we're going to prevail, amen, Jesus, until we come to the victory. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight we're going to go ahead and yield the line. We're going to ask Sister Mary if she will come with our scripture reading tonight. And then after that, people of God, we're going to go right to our prayer warrior and our prayer warrior is none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncan, people of God, and she's been with us, amen, Jesus, long-standing commitment for every Sunday, every Monday night, and we bless God, amen, because she has been maintaining that commitment, amen, Jesus, glory to God, and we're giving God thanks and we're giving God praise for her, amen. She'll be coming to us by way of Nassau, Bahamas, now abiding in Banks, Alabama. Glory to God, amen. And we thank God for her, people of God, coming from the Jerusalem Evangelistic Pentecostal Church, amen. Glory to God. So at this time, we're going to release the platform to Sister Mary Hollins. God bless you, Sister Mary.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to the Evangelist Bradley, to the PNN Advisors, to the PNN Prayer World, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture read will be coming from the 4th chapter of Philippians, the 10th through the 13th verse. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me has flourished again. Wherein you are also careful, but you lack opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I have read to you the 4th chapter of Philippians, the 10th through the 13th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his holy word.
Amen, amen. We bless God tonight for bringing us together one more time. Hallelujah, on this platform, we give him the glory tonight. And I come in agreement with the protocol that has been established tonight, and I give God thanks to my pastor, who's the co-pastor of Jerusalem Temple, Pastor E.L. Lindsay and his wife, Evangelist Bradley, and prayer warriors and her staff that works along with her tonight. We praise God for each and every one of you, wherever you're listening in from. Hallelujah, God. We come together to bombard the kingdom of heaven for a move tonight. Glory to the God. And like she said, tonight is true prevailers. Hallelujah. Let us prepare our hearts now as we get ready to go, hallelujah, before the throne of God. Hallelujah, tonight. Glory to God. Father, we come to you on this night in the name of Jesus to give you glory, to give you praise, to give you honor, God, to lift you up. You deserve, hallelujah, the glory and the praise on this night. Hallelujah, tonight, God, we magnify your name. You are indeed worthy to be praised. We can never, ever, hallelujah, give you, glory to God, enough praise, even if we try. Hallelujah, God. We could never, God, give you the praise that you deserve. We could never, God, hallelujah, God, that are in the flesh, give you the glory that you really deserve. There is none like you. Hallelujah, on tonight. No other God beside you. We thank you for the opportunity to call you Father. We thank you for the opportunity to call you our God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For we were born in sin and we were shaped in iniquity and sin that our mothers conceived us. But we thank you tonight, God, that you had, my God, Father, had an appointment with us, oh God, that you had our names written down, God. Hallelujah, to be saved. And we thank you, Lord God, for so many, God, did not make it in. So many will not make it in the kingdom. So we thank you, God, that you have chosen us, God, to be a part of your kingdom. You have chosen us for this time and this season. Hallelujah, on tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your faithfulness, for your grace and your hallelujah, hallelujah tonight, and your mercy towards us, oh God. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that was shed, oh God, to cover our sins, the blood that was shed, hallelujah, to protect us and keep us in the name of Jesus. If it had not been you on our side, if it had not been the blood of Jesus, where would we be tonight? We would not be able to gather, hallelujah, on this platform tonight. Many of us should have been in the grave, hallelujah, or would have been in the grave. but God has been so faithful. You are a faithful God, and we give you praise tonight. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, God. We reverence and adore your name tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. In this last hour, we declare, God, that you are holy. Hallelujah, God. Let your kingdom come. Hallelujah, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare that your will is being done on this earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, give us this day our daily bread, God. In the name of Jesus, meet our need for one day at a time, because tomorrow is a promise to no one, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We don't know what tomorrow holds, and so we take this time to give you thanks tonight for daily provision. Hallelujah, God. So we cannot make plans for the next day or the next year, because we don't know, God, the deadlines. In the name of Jesus, we need you, God, to lead us not into temptation in this last hour, because we know that evil has escalated. We know that evil has intensified. We know the enemy is waging war against us as your people. So lead us not into temptation in the name of Jesus, for thine is your kingdom. The power and all the glory belong to you. In the name of Jesus, all power tonight, glory to God, is given unto you in heaven and in earth and under the earth, and everything that exists must bow to you in the name of Jesus. All power that exists, it comes from you. You gave us power to get wealth, oh God. You gave us power over all the powers of the enemy. Hallelujah. On tonight, God, we thank you, Lord God, for heaven and earth adore you, and angels bow before you, God, in the name of Jesus, because you are holy. And because you are holy, God, wherever we are, we bow, God, in reverence to you, in our hearts and in our minds, in our souls and in our spirits. We bow before you, God. We humbly reverence your presence on tonight. Hallelujah. You deserve all the glory. Hallelujah. All the glory belongs to you. Hallelujah. You said you would share your glory with no man. This night, God, we take the time as we come together on this platform to give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. We do not take these opportunities lightly, oh God, that you gave us. Hallelujah, God. We will not take it for granted or take it lightly. Hallelujah, that you gave us this opportunity to come here one more time. Glory be to God. Someone did not wake up this morning. Someone is dying right now, God, as we are praying. Someone is taking their last breath. Before midnight, someone will be gone. Before the sunrise, someone will be gone. But Lord God, while we have a chance, we use it to thank you tonight, because many are not here today to give you praise, to worship you or lift you up. Their voices, God, is hushed in death in the name of Jesus. And so we are more than grateful and thankful to see another sunrise and to see another sunset in the mighty name of Jesus, from the rising of the sun, hallelujah, on tonight, to the going down of the same. The name of the Lord Jesus is worthy to be praised. Your name is worthy to be praised. Your name is worthy to be glorified. Your name is worthy to be lifted up, hallelujah, on tonight. Feared and adored, God. We adore you tonight. You said if you be lifted up from this earth, God, you will draw all men unto you. We are the earth, oh God, that you need us to lift you up from, so that men will be drawn unto you by our lifestyles as to prevail us on tonight. We lift you up in this last hour like never before. We come to lift you up on this platform one more time tonight, so men can be drawn to you from every nation, every city, every state, and every island on this night. This is the day, God, that you have made. Jesus, oh Jesus, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah, on tonight. We have come together to thank you for all the many things that you have done for us, God. Thank you so, my God, things that are so undeserved that you give us so freely, God. Unseen dangers, hallelujah. I owe you a praise, hallelujah. We owe you thanks, hallelujah. for your saving grace and your keeping power, God. I don't know about you, but I owe God a praise tonight because I should have been in the land of the dead, but God has kept me one more time in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, tonight, many are dead and gone. Hallelujah. We ought to give God the glory because many of us been to death door, and God revived us and bring us back. Hallelujah. Many of us have been afflicted by this pandemic, but we are here today because the Spirit of the Lord, God allowed the Spirit of the Lord to move death out of our way as death is upon the face of the earth. We are here alive today only because of your grace. And so we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that you deserve tonight. You said everything that has breath ought to give you praise tonight. You said, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, God, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God. I don't know about you, but while I have my being, I will give God the praise tonight. He said, put your trust, or trust not in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, and he returned to the earth. In the very day his thoughts perish. In the name of Jesus, happy is he that had God for of Jacob for his help, in the Lord his God. And so, God, we thank you that we praise the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel tonight, the God that delivered Jacob and changed his name. Oh, God, the God that made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is herein, which are keeping, oh, God's truth. Oh, God, forever. His truth is forever. His truth is forever. We're talking about true prevailers tonight, and God's truth is forever. Hallelujah, God. You execute judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. Hallelujah, God. My God, you loose the prisoners, and you allow them to go free. In the name of Jesus, you open the eyes of the blind. The Lord rises them that are bowed down tonight. In the name of Jesus, the Lord preserveth the strangers. Hallelujah, God. He relieved the fatherless and the widows. But the way of the wicked he turned upside down. Glory be to God. And God, you're turning so many things upside down tonight. And so, God, we thank you as we come to extol you tonight. O King of Kings, every day we will bless you and praise your holy name forever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. We speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, glory tonight. In the name, all men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts. And I will declare thy greatness, glory to God, and tonight. We come to declare your greatness, God, on this platform. The kingdom, your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And so we lift you up tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We glorify you, God. Hallelujah. For there is no God like you. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we praise you tonight, release warring angels fully clothed in the whole armor of God that will fight for us on tonight. We put on the whole armor of God as we pray because our fight is not against flesh or blood tonight, but we wrestle against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. And so, God, we are dependent on you, and we declare tonight over this platform that no weapon, God, shall prosper that is formed against us. You say the weapons of our warfare is not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of everything, down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring it into captivity, O God. Bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And we declare tonight that every thought, God, is coming into obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ on this night. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God, as we exalt you, we thank you. We come together as an army to pull down every stronghold, a sign over this platform and over every region and over every nation that have gathered here to stand in agreement with this prayer on tonight. We are depending on you. We are looking unto you, God, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Sanctify sanctify and purify us as your people, Lord God, tonight. Forgive us, hallelujah, tonight, Jesus. We come for forgiveness tonight. Forgive us from all of our sins, hallelujah, that we have committed, known and unknown. Cleanse us, God, today. Cleanse this atmosphere right now and make it conducive for this prayer to go beyond the second heaven. In the name of Jesus, bow down your ear to hear our prayer as we stand in agreement tonight. Every opposition and assignment, every stumbling block and hindrance, every demonic force assigned to block and stop our prayer tonight is canceled. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we neutralize power that is operating right now in the atmosphere. We neutralize and cancel every interference and every interruption in the name of Jesus. There is nothing we can do without your presence, without the anointing. We can hallelujah tonight, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, I praise you tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. We cannot pray or intercede without the Holy Ghost. We need you, God. We thank you, oh God, Spirit of the living God, for being in the midst of us tonight to make this prayer easy. We need the anointing that breaks and destroy every yoke on this night, that anointing that sets the captive free and lifts up every burden in the name of Jesus. We declare that we are true prevailers on this night. We have strength tonight. We are, my God, a strong ambassador. We are powerful. We are mighty and great in you. We declare, oh God, that the strength of God is in the midst of us tonight, and we are overcomers in the mighty name of Jesus. As true prevailers, hallelujah, we need directions. We need wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We need more discernment, God, like never before in the mighty name of Jesus. As true prevailers, oh God, hallelujah, we were triumphant over our enemies. Release, oh God, prevailing grace, oh God, in and over us tonight. Release your prevailing grace over this platform in the name of Jesus, for we will win. We are winners. We will succeed. And everything, God, we put our hands to do, it shall be blessed and it shall come to pass. In the name of Jesus, whatever we speak, it will manifest as true prevailers. As true prevailers, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who loved us. We declare truth must prevail. Your word is truth. It is your word said, let God be true, and every man a liar on this night, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God, that we might be justified in what we say. Glory to God, as to prevail us tonight, and we might overcome when we are judged by you. We are overcomers tonight. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah, God, and the word of our testimony. As to prevail us on this night, you have given us authority and power to tread upon the wicked. When Moses, hallelujah, was going to war with the children of Israel, when he held his hand up, Israel prevailed, hallelujah, over their enemies tonight. And then his hand was let down, the enemy prevailed over Israel. Tonight, as we lift our hands and voices up to you, we declare that we will prevail over our enemies. And right now, God, we are prevailing over them as we go into prayer tonight. We have the victory already in the name of Jesus Christ on tonight. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I know without the shadow of a doubt that we have the victory right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. You choose David as a boy who prevails over the Philistine giant called Goliath, my God, with a sling and a stone. On this night, we declare as we lift up our voices and our hands, our God by faith, oh God, as we pray tonight, we declare that every giant standing in our way got to come down. Hallelujah, as we prevail in prayer. And by faith tonight, the walls of Jericho, oh my God, have to come down on this night. By faith, we will destroy every giant that is operating, God, and opposing us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are the stone that the builders reject, and now you have become the head of the corner. You are the stone that will destroy every demonic force and opposition that has been blocking our way in the mighty name of Jesus. You said in Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 4, you said you are the rock, your work is perfect. For all your ways are judgment. You are a God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right are you. As two prevailers, we have power to prevail against any challenge, any setbacks or roadblocks. Your word is truth. In John 18:37, you said, everyone that is of the truth, hear your voice. And so God is saying tonight, if you are of the truth, if you are a believer in the word of God, he said, hear his voice on this night. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, you said that you are the way, you are the truth, and you are the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by you. Oh, glory to God. If they come in another way, God, you say they are thieves and robbers in the name of Jesus. And many trying to get God to the kingdom to another way. Many worshiping so many other gods, trying to find their way, God, to salvation. But there is only way, and that is through Jesus Christ, who is the truth, the way, and the life. We declare tonight, as we, oh God, come before you, we know that by two immutable things, in this it is impossible, it is highly impossible for God to lie. In the name of Jesus, we have, my God, strong consolation tonight, that knowing that you gave us the strength to prevail against every plot and every plan of the devil tonight. Sanctify us through thy word, for your word is truth. Give us a passion and a desire to study your word as to prevail us, God, in this season, to know you by your word. Give us a burning desire, God, to read your word in the name of Jesus, because your word is truth. We're dealing with truth prevailing tonight. And so we're dealing with the word of God that prevails over any circumstances or situations that you may have. The word of God will prevail over any giant. Oh, my God. The word of God will prevail over anyone that comes in your life that God does not assign to you. The word of God, my God, will prevail over your weakness, over your sickness, over your failures, over your faults. It's the word of God, my God. When heaven and earth is passed away, only the word of God we have left. And you said in your word in John chapter 17, hallelujah, 17 through 19, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Hallelujah. As your Father sent you into the world, even so you have sent us into this world. And for our sake you have sanctified yourself, that they also, that we might be sanctified through thy truth, through thy word. God is saying tonight, we need to be sanctified through his word. Only the word of God can sanctify us. Only the word of God can cleanse us. Only the word of God can deliver us. Only the word of God can prevail against our enemies. He wants us to remind them of his word, which is truth on tonight. Father God, tonight, let the two prevailers come forth. Let the two prevailers hear your voice and come forth in the mighty name of Jesus Christ tonight. Sanctify the two prevailers through the truth. Hallelujah. Your word tonight. You said, oh God, that my Shandorabahosa, Jesus, you say, Kandorabahosa, yes, into this world. Even so, you sent us as two prevailers into this world. Hallelujah, God, oh my God, on tonight. You have separated yourself because of your people. Oh God, tonight, sanctification, people of God, means separation. And Jesus separated himself because of the work he had to do. And so God is calling for separation from two prevailers on tonight. Oh God, your desire is for us to be sanctified, to be separated, to be set aside, to come out from among the custom and traditions and lifestyles and the ways of the world, so that we can be effective witnesses for you in this last hour in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, for our sakes. Glory be to God. Oh, glory to God tonight. You have separated and sanctified yourself that we may also be sanctified through is time for separation from everything that is distracting us and keeping us, God, from going to be, going to do what God tells us to do and being all that God has us to be. I hear God saying tonight, hallelujah, that we need to be sanctified. We need to be set aside. Hallelujah, God, we are called to be separated. We have been called to be set aside for your glory. God, my God, on tonight, hallelujah, Jesus, we are called to be different, called to be an example of holiness and righteousness. Hallelujah, on tonight, we are called to make a difference in this last hour. Hallelujah, God, in this last generation, you said, come out from among them. Come out, come out, come out of the world and be separated, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, according tonight, God, to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, hallelujah, 14 to 18 says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship had righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion had light with darkness, and what concord had Christ with Belial, or what part had he that believeth an infidel, and what agreement had the temple of God, glory to God, tonight with idols, for ye are the temple, glory to God. God is saying we are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in, hallelujah, on tonight and walk in them. He's talking about us tonight. He said, I want to dwell in you and I want to walk in you, and I will be their God and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be separated, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and then I will receive you and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord God Almighty. Mighty God, we need you like never before. Many of yoked, many of God, my God, join themselves together with unbelievers. Yes, God. Many in the body of Christ have fellowship with unrighteousness. You ask the question, what communion had light with darkness? God is asking us a question tonight. What concord had Christ with Belial? God is asking us tonight, what does the anointing? Christ means the anointing. He said, what does the anointing have to do with worthless or wickedness? Belial means wickedness, oh my God, or worthlessness. And so God is asking those in the body of Christ who have yoked themselves together. See, with these things, he said, what fellowship? What you do in the darkness? What you doing with unbelievers? Hallelujah, tonight. God is saying, what part, hallelujah, we as all God believers have to do with those that are infidels, those who do not believe God, those who not, do not believe his word, those who are fighting against Christianity. God, what they're doing with them tonight, in the name of Jesus, God is asking to prevail us tonight. What agreement have we as the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple. God is saying, because we are the temple, come out. God is saying, who, my God, tonight, he wants to dwell in us. He wants to walk in us. He will be our God. Hallelujah. And we shall be his people. Therefore, hallelujah, he is commanding us to get out. He's instructing us to come out from among the unbelievers. God is taking tonight. He is saying tonight, and worshipers, come out tonight. Gossipers, come out of gossipers. Come away from gossipers. Come away from backbiters. Get away from them. Get away from liars. Come out from among those that are wolves in sheep's clothing. Come out from among those tonight. Hallelujah, God, that parade themselves as angels of light. Separate ourselves from those who are compromising and sugarcoating the gospel, sugarcoating the truth. He said, come out from among them. Hallelujah, Jesus. I was watching something today. Hallelujah, on YouTube. And they playing Beyonce song in the church. And they have young girls dancing and shaking up their booty on the pulpit. Hallelujah, God, in the church. But it cannot be the church. It is the physical. It got to be the temple of Satan. Hallelujah, on tonight. We've got to understand there's a lot of compromising and sugarcoating for money. Filthy lucre. And so God is calling for true prevailers to stand on the truth of God's word. Don't compromise or sugarcoat, even if it costs you your life. God is depending on us tonight in the name of Jesus. Come out of false ministry. Come out of ministries that are teaching lies. Oh God, teaching for doctrines, the commandments of men. Separate ourselves from those who have a negative mindset. Ah, Lord, tonight, oh God, I hear you. Come out from among those that operate in doubt, fear, and unbelief. Come out from among those who are disobedient and rebellious against God and his word. As true prevailers tonight, God is calling us to a life of separation, truth, power, faith, purity, obedience, believers of his word. He is calling for true prevailers that will lay down their lives for the gospel. He is telling us to touch not the unclean thing. Glory to God on tonight. Many in the body of Christ have been touching unclean things, and God is angry. Hallelujah tonight. Can't we see, hallelujah, his anger? Can't we see his wrath? Can't we see his judgment even against some of these churches burning down? Hallelujah. Leaders are being exposed. Hallelujah. He said, if the righteous scarcely stand, what chances do you think unbelievers have? So he's telling us tonight what his desire is, not what we feel like doing. His desire is for us, for those of us who are true prevailers, to walk in truth, to live the truth. Hallelujah. On tonight, in John chapter 18 and 37, he said that everyone that is of the truth, hear it his voice, oh God, in this hour. And John chapter 14 and 6, Jesus said, hallelujah, God, unto him, I am the way. He said tonight, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the light. Yeah, my God, it's time to speak the word of God like we've never spoken it before. Only truth can set the captive free. Only truth can deliver the drug addicts and the drug dealers. Only truth, my God, can deliver the prostitute and the lesbians. Only the truth can deliver the gangbangers. Hallelujah, God. Truth can deliver those in the Illuminati and the ISIS, the Boko Haram, the, my God, the vigilantes. Only truth can deliver the Satanists and the cultists, the older man and women. Only truth can deliver, God, our sons and daughters. Hallelujah, on tonight. Only truth can deliver, my God, O Shaman the Bahaya. Only the truth of God's word can bring deliverance. It is time to speak the truth. God is saying tonight, stop compromising and patting sin on the back, even if it causes our lives to die is gain. He said, but to live is Christ. It is time for sanctification and separation so that God can use us as true prevailers to make a difference in this generation, this last generation, this just generation. Hallelujah, God. We cannot bring deliverance if we're hanging out, hallelujah, God, with the wrong crowd in the name of Jesus, doing the same thing they're doing, God. Help us, God, on tonight. He said in his word, after we have cleaned ourselves and separated ourselves from unbelievers, then he will receive us. So he cannot receive us until we are being delivered and cleansed from being around infidels and unbelievers. He said, and then he said, after that, I will be a father unto you. So many of us think, hallelujah, many people think that God is their father and God owned them. But he said, no, no, no. If you're not doing what he said according to this word, then you are not acknowledged or recognized in the eyes of God as a son or a daughter. Hallelujah on tonight. So many gods tonight of us, God, are doing things behind the scene. So many are sneaking around, but God is saying tonight, come out tonight. Come out tonight. We can't live a double lifestyle. Either you're in or you're out. Either you're holy or you're a sinner. Either you're going to hell or you're going to heaven. There is no middle ground. There is no purgatory. Either you're saved or you're not. There is no middle ground. We can never be a people of God until we come out and be separated. God cannot be a father to those who are still mixing and mingling with the pleasures of this world. He cannot be a father to those who are not sanctified and separated themselves. Hallelujah, God. Everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Oh, not tonight, God. Many saying, Lord, Lord. But God will say on that day, depart from me, I never know you. As to prevail is time, hallelujah, to speak the truth. So someone to be delivered, so somebody's child can be delivered. It is going to take complete obedience and separation to be identified as a son and a daughter of the living God Almighty. Many of us in the body of Christ that are walking in disobedience and rebellion, he said, come out and be separated, and then I will be a father to you. I hear the Lord said, they're my God tonight. There are unbelievers right in the house of God. Hallelujah, God, where we go to worship. They come, my God, hallelujah, God, as angels of light to destroy the flux. Hallelujah, from the pulpit to the pew to the door. They are deceptive, but they are in the house of God. They are my God, my Shekinah of Ahosa. Hallelujah, God. They are dear God to deceive even our very children, but as true prevailers, we declare tonight that we will speak the truth. We will prevail over all the plans of the enemy. As to prevail us tonight, God instructed us to do for him, hallelujah, more than we've ever done before. Go like we've never gone before. In the name of Jesus, he is looking for sons and daughters that are to prevail, glory to God, that are living right, that are walking upright, that are separated from the customs, the tradition, the size, the lifestyles of this world, hallelujah, God, that live what they preach, that live, my God, he's looking for doers of his word and not those who hear the word. And then when they leave the word, they go and live a different, yes, God, they live a different lifestyle. People don't even know that they are saved. Those that have lifted up a standard of holiness and righteousness, hallelujah, God, that's what he's looking for. Those who lift up a standard of holiness and righteousness in this wicked and perverse generation. God Almighty himself is speaking unto us tonight. He's telling us his heart desire. Jeremiah chapter 5, hallelujah, from verse 26, it says, for among my people are found wicked men. They lay in wait as he that's men. God is saying there are wicked men that come into the house of God and setting traps for people that are weak in the body of Christ. Hallelujah, God, that don't know the word, and they're bringing them into their trap. They're luring them into their traps to deceive them. He said, as a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore, they have become great and waxing rich. He's talking about false prophets and false, my God, preachers. Their houses are full of riches. They catch people like they catch birds, and they lure them into their trap and teach them false doctrine. But God is looking for some truth prevailers that will speak the truth to bring these people out of bondage, to bring these people out of, my God, out of these false antichrist denomination. He said they are waxing fat. They shine. Yea, they overpass the deed of the wicked. He's talking about people in his house. He said they overpass the deed of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless. They don't look out for the fatherless, yet they are prospering. You look at these big mega ministries. They don't look out for fatherless. They don't look out for, my God, the widows. Bless his name, and God is talking about them tonight. He says, shall I not visit them for these things? That is verse 29. Said the Lord, shall not I, my soul, be avenged on such a nation as this? God said, I'm getting ready to take vengeance on these kind of nations. He said, a wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their own names, and my people love to have it so. And what will you do in the end? God is saying tonight, God, the prophets are false. The false prophets and the false priests, they get their own rules in the house of God. He said, and the people, by the name of the Lord, say they love it so. They love the false prophetic words. They love to have it so. He said, but what will they do when the end comes? When they meet their maker, what will they do? He was shandable host fire. God, we ask you to sanctify us tonight. hallelujah, as true prevailers by your word, which is true. Your word is spirit and it is life. You are asking us tonight to live a lifestyle of sanctification, purity, and holiness. May our lives be a holy praise unto you. May our lives be a worship unto you. Hallelujah, God, you're calling for to prevail us to come up higher. You said the hour cometh, and now is, oh God, right now is the time when, my God, in the name of Jesus, the true worshipers, hallelujah, God, those whose lifestyles and ways and habits are pleasing in your sight, they will worship you, our Father, in spirit and in truth. What he's saying tonight, they will worship him and live according to his word. We're talking about truth. We're talking about the word of God tonight. That's what God is talking. He's talking about his word. His word is the true prevailer tonight. Hallelujah, God. And this word is on the inside that makes us true prevailers on tonight. It takes the word of God to make us true prevailers. Hallelujah, Jesus, on tonight. You are looking for a life of worship from our God, from our own spirit. You're looking for our spirits to connect with the Holy Ghost that will give you a pure worship. Help the true prevailers to worship you from a pure heart. We will give you a pure worship tonight on this platform because you're looking for it, God. We will give you a pure praise that comes from our souls, our spirit, and our mind. You are looking for true prevailers on tonight that will stand on your word. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God, that will put their faith and trust in your word. You said that it is by two immutable things. It is impossible for you to lie, and that we might have a strong consolation. Hallelujah, God. My God, on tonight, we need you. Tonight, Jesus, you are our refuge and you are our strength, our very present help in the time of trouble. We take, my God, tonight. Hallelujah, God, we hold on to you. We take hold on eternal life tonight. In the name of Jesus, say that we put our hope and trust in you as supervailers tonight because we know that you cannot fail and you cannot lie. When we worship you, God, let help us to worship you in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah, Jesus. Help the spirit of the true prevailers to be pure when they come before you, God. That we would bow before you in the name of Jesus, because that's what you're looking for from true prevailers on this night. Psalms 100 said, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. This is the last generation. Yes, Lord, tonight, and we declare tonight that you are rising up to prevailers that are coming forth out of this generation. They're coming, oh God, out of prostitution. They're coming out of addictions. They're coming forward as true prevailers in this last hour. You're bringing them out of prostitution. You're bringing them from homosexuality. You're raising them up from lesbianism. And they're coming forward as true prevailers. They're coming out of the prison system as true, oh, glory to God tonight, as true prevailers. You're looking for some murderers. Moses was a murderer, but he turned out to be a true prevailer. You're looking for some murderers that will, God, be true prevailers, some thieves, whatever, God, they're in now, whatever bondage they're in, you're going to bring them out and make them true prevailers in the name of Jesus. The homosexuals, oh God, you're going to make them true prevailers tonight. We thank you, Lord God. Alcoholics tonight, you will make them true prevailers. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. Those who are being in witchcraft, you are going to make them true prevailers. Hallelujah, God. You said you came for the sick. You came for the sin sick. And you're going to save these sin sick people and raise them up as true prevailers. Because some people in the church are playing around. So you're going to bring them out there and bring them in here. And they're going to be real for you. And they're going to be true prevailers in the name of Jesus. Those have been involved in Satanism and occultism. You're bringing those that are, oh God, are mentally sick and physically sick, emotionally sick, psychologically sick, spiritually sick. You will raise them up and bring them forward as true prevailers. In this last hour, we know Joshua was a true prevailer. prevail, and you use them to bring deliverance. We declare, God, tonight that this Joshua generation, hallelujah, God, that you have chosen and is raising up, is coming forth, oh God, with fire in their hands and fire in their feet and fire in their mouth, fire in their eyes. In this last Joshua generation that you're raising up, our two prevailers, oh God, hallelujah, God, they will know how to endure happiness as a good soldier. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and 3, you said, therefore, in your heart, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ on tonight. We declare tonight that, oh God, that you're bringing forth soldiers in this generation, those that are being out there and know what it is to fight to survive. You're going to draw them in and use them in a mighty way. Signs and wonder will follow to prevail us in this last hour. In the name of Jesus, that you're raising up, that you're raising up as supervailers. Signs and wonder will follow them, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. They're coming forward as an army of soldiers ready to war, because they are, my God, are going to be real before you. You are raising up those, oh God, that are being preordained and predestinated and chosen, God, picked out to be picked on, and they will, God, endure, hallelujah, God, until the end. They will be ready for battle, because we are in a warfare, and you're looking for true prevailers that will fight, God, that will stand the test of time. In the name of Jesus, you are preparing them for war, because, oh God, the warfare against the church has intensified. Hallelujah, Lord God, tonight you are raising up true prevailers that know how to prevail in prayer. Yes, you are, God. Know how to prevail in worship. Know how to prevail, God. You said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, God. And so you're looking for true prevailers that know how to avail themselves in prayer. Hallelujah, God, so that they can shake the heavens with their prayer, Lord God, so that they can destroy strongholds with their prayer, Lord God. You are looking for true prevailers that know how to touch you in prayer, hallelujah, on tonight, that know how to intercede. Yes, you are, God. Yes, you are tonight, God. True prevailers, God is talking tonight, that are watchmen on the walls to the night. In the name of Jesus, you're raising up true prevailers that will be prayer warriors, hallelujah, on tonight. You're bringing forth true prevailers that with that ancient anointing, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ tonight, that walk by faith and not by what they see. Because without faith, it is impossible to believe you. You are my Sunday, after preparing. You are preparing them and making them ready for the warfare that is ahead. In James chapter 5 and 11, you said, behold, we count them happy which endure hotness, O God. God, we have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord. Hallelujah, God. You are pitiful and of tender mercies to those that you have called and chosen. This is the last hour, people of God. Hallelujah, God. And you are talking to true prevailers tonight. Hallelujah, God. This is a time of testing. People of God, tonight, this is a time of testing and trial as we have never seen before. Hallelujah, God. And God said he's taking some of us through to build our patience. He's taking us through to build our faith. Hallelujah, God, to build up our resistance so that, my God, they will be able, so true prevailers will be able to stand the pressure in this last hour. You said we all must go through the fire, but only a third is coming out. In the name of Jesus, we declare tonight that the true prevailers are coming out of the fire. Hallelujah, God, with more anointing, more powerful, more stronger, more faithful, more endurance, more long-suffering, suffering like never before. We declare it over the life of your people on tonight. Release the fire and the power of God upon to prevail us tonight. Holy Ghost, oh, tonight, Holy Ghost, for the lives of the true prevailers tonight. Power to live right. Give us the Holy Ghost power so that we can live right. Power to talk right. Power to walk right. Power to love right. Power to take a stand. Oh, God, tonight, against the evil that is in the world today, let true prevailers triumph. Oh, God, over all the forces of darkness, give them a hunger and thirst for you like never before, Shabanda, that you will co-shete, yes, God, for you, God, like never before. Oh, God, give them a desire to come up into another dimension, to come up higher, Lord, for more of your word. Give them a desire for more of your word. Give us a desire for more prayer. Give us a desire to worship a little more. Give us a desire to praise you a little more. Give us a desire, a hunger, and a thirst to win souls for your kingdom, for evangelism tonight, God, for outreach, oh God, to go on the highways and byways and compel sinner man to repent. Give to prevailers a burning desire to worship you, Lord, in spirit, oh God, and in truth, and in the very beauty of holiness. We declare, God, tonight that supervillains come out and separate, oh God, themselves. Signs and wonder will be manifest in the church. God, I declare it. It is coming forth. Oh, God, true prevailers are coming forth that is willing to let go and let God have his way. In the mighty name of Jesus, those who are depending on you and are walking in obedience to your word, in the mighty name of Jesus, you're raising them up like never before. In 1 Peter chapter 1, 25, you said the word of God, hallelujah, endures forever. And this is the word by which the gospel is preached unto you. Let the word that is preached unto true prevailers tonight, God said, let it transform you. Let it transform us. Let it change us. Let it deliver us tonight. We declare on this night that your word is in the midst of us by your spirit. Your word, which is Jesus Christ, is preached all over the entire world. And so we declare as the word goes forth, true prevailers are being delivered. Set free, God, from every bondage, from every trap, every snare, every plot, every plan, every assignment of Satan and his evil forces. Everything, God, that's not like you is dropping and breaking loose from the lives of the true prevailers right now. As we stand in agreement, deliverance is here right now, God. A breakthrough is here. The anointing is here tonight to set all true prevailers free from everything that has them in bondage. In the mighty name of Jesus, we release the blood of Jesus over the true prevailers, chosen ones, your bride, your church, your creation tonight. They are created to bring glory to your kingdom. They're being set free from every stronghold that has them bound. Right now, as we pray for true prevailers tonight, mighty God, you said, whom the hallelujah, oh, Boshanda, whom the sun set free, hallelujah, God is free tonight. They are free indeed. We are set free from every restriction, every setback, every roadblock and bondage. We declare chains are dismantled. Every chain is breaking up off our lives tonight. Hey, God of the true prevailers tonight, we are being set free from evil forces that has been tied, has us tied down and keeping us back, oh God, from walking into our full potential, from walking into purpose. Oh, tonight we declare as this prayer goes forward that chains are breaking, yokes are being destroyed. I declare it right now. Burdens are lifting right now. We declare this as a night of deliverance for true prevailers to come forth. They're coming forth, God. God says to tell you, if we draw near to him, he will draw near to us. He's speaking to every prevailer, oh God, from every nation in this last hour, from the east, the west, north, and the south. This is the hour that nothing will stop their deliverance. God say they're coming forth. Nothing will hinder or block or stop the true prevailers from coming forth. Hallelujah, in this last hour. We bind God and, oh God, and rebuke every hindering demonic assignment. We bind the will of Satan and bring every work to naught. We speak life over every true prevailer that God has chosen for this time and this season in the mighty name of Jesus. You are bringing forth true prevailers with the gift of faith in the name of Jesus. Those who are trusting you for a move of God, he says he is here tonight to need an answer. Your prayer, hallelujah, as we come to stand in agreement. He said, he's bringing forth, hallelujah, bringing forth prevailers, true prevailers out of darkness into his marvelous light. You are bringing true prevailers forth with a ministry of deliverance and power to set God. Those who, oh my God, that entangled with bondage, they will be set free by true prevailers that you are making ready now as we come before you tonight on behalf of true prevailers. Father, bring forth true prevailers that are anointed and appointed to be glory carriers for you. You said you're opening and pouring out your spirit upon all flesh. I declare that you're pouring it on our sons and daughters upon true prevailers tonight. Hallelujah, God, that you're calling and raising up to be true warriors for you in the churches in this last hour and in this generation. We declare strength and endurance tonight, God. Release the fruit of the Spirit, oh God, upon true prevailers on tonight. And so we declare that changes are taking place. You're changing and rearranging and putting things in place in the lives of the true prevailers tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Let us walk in agape love. You're calling for true prevailers to walk in agape love, that genuine love. Let them walk in forgiveness and unity. Let manifestation of your will take place in the lives of all true prevailers. In this last hour, we give you thanks tonight. Hallelujah, God, my God, tonight, for those who you are called to prevail in evangelism, who you are called to go, my own God, and do a work for you. We declare tonight that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the true prevailers on tonight. As true prevailers, we root out. Our God, my God, we root out darkness. Help us as prevailers to be rooted and grounded in you, God. Those who are, my God, let Luko Boshanda Bahaya, hallelujah, God, oh Shamanda God, help us to be rooted and grounded in holiness. In the name of Jesus, help us to be rooted and grounded in forgiveness, because the gates of hell are released in this hour, but it will not prevail against us. In the name of Jesus, thank you for strength tonight for the true prevailers. Thank you, Jesus, we have the victory. Oh God, tonight God is saying, people of God, as true prevailers, hallelujah, hallelujah, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And as true prevailers, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And God is saying tonight, as true prevailers, we have the victory. Victory belongs to Jesus. And so we have the victory on tonight. We have victory over all the plots and plans of the devil. Who went down in hell and took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Death could not hold him down. We declare tonight, death cannot hold a true prevailer down. No evil, hallelujah, can stop the plan of God in the life of a true prevailer, one that walks upright in the sight of God. Tonight, God, we give you praise. Hallelujah, somebody ought to give the Lord praise tonight for being a true prevailer. Hallelujah, God, that God is raising you up as a true prevailer. Oh, God, as we gather on this platform, Lord God, I thank you tonight as we praise you. Come on, true prevailers. If you know that you are a true prevailer, God said, give me praise tonight, for he's changing things around. Hallelujah, God said, praise him tonight. Hallelujah, God, lift up your voice and give him all the glory, because God is making and melting us to be the true prevailer.
All participants are unmuted.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Tonight, I am done evangelist, but I've got to give God praise. I've got to give God the glory, for he's bringing forth true prevailers. Even from this platform, he's raising up true prevailers. That will give him the glory. That will bless his name. Thank you, oh God.
and they come before God as you were very so God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, bless them, people of God. Come on, bless them. Hallelujah. Come on and bless them tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, take your phones off of me, people of God. Hallelujah. Come on, take your phones off of me. Let's give God praise. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give him praise tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh God, to break
thank
down
you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord. Declare righteousness and holiness, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ah, yes, Lord. Ah, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give our God praise. We give our God thanks. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God for the spirit of the true prevailers on tonight. Glory to God. Those that refuse, glory to God, to be defeated, refuse to be denied. Glory to God. We bless God tonight. We bless him. We bless him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless him tonight. Hallelujah. We bless God for this prayer on tonight. Amen, Jesus, for the press. Glory be to God. We give him thanks. We give him praise on tonight. We do bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord on tonight. Glory to God for all that he's done. Glory to God for all that he has done in the midst of us. We give him thanks. We give him praise. Amen. We give God praise for the woman of God, for our intercessor on tonight. None other than Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. Amen. We bless God for the woman of God, for you, woman of God. We give God thanks for you. We give God praise. Hallelujah. We bless him. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God for the leading and the guiding. Amen. Taking us into the heavens on tonight. We bless God. We thank him, people of God. And people of God, we just want to let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Of course, it is absolutely free. Amen. You can certainly get a copy. Certainly text us, people of God. And that number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Also, you can reach out to us via WhatsApp. Amen. That number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Amen. For our international listeners. Also, people of God, we just want to remind you, amen, Jesus, if you don't want a copy to your phone, you can certainly go out to our Prayer News Network Facebook page, Prayer News Network, PNN. Go out there, people of God, and you can listen to any of the broadcasts, listen to any of the broadcasts. Amen, that we have posted there. And you can also go out to our prayer group, the New Reoff Prayer Group 52 page. Amen, you can certainly go out there. We post there as well. And if you don't have Facebook, don't forget, you can just simply Google Prayer News Network. Amen. And there you will get, amen, our logo. You can click on any of the broadcasts out there and listen. Amen. Glory be to God. You'll be tuning into our radio, our blog radio side. Amen, Jesus. But nevertheless, we record on that side as well. So you can certainly get your copy. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise for you on tonight. We bless God for you. Amen, Jesus, for your listening, for coming to be with us. We thank God for you, people of God. This is night number 36 or day number 36. And tomorrow is day 37. Tomorrow is day 37. Amen. We're quickly approaching our 40 days of prayer. Amen. Tomorrow will be the majestic overcomers. Tomorrow will be the majestic overcomers, people of God. And we want to give you a few scriptures that you can certainly read, get it into your spirit. Amen. The spirit of the majestic overcomer. tomorrow again is day number 37. Amen. I want to give you a couple of scriptures on tonight. Amen, Jesus, that you can be meditating and reading. Amen. Consecration. Amen. As you're concentrating, amen, that your spirit man, amen, is being renewed and being washed by the word. Amen. So our first scripture tonight, people of God, is 1 Chronicles 29:11. 1 Chronicles 29:11. Psalms 29:4. Psalms 29:4. Psalms 45:3-4. Amen. Psalms 93:1. Psalms 93:1. Isaiah 2:10. Isaiah 2:10. Amen. First Peter 1:16. 1 Peter 1:16. John 16:33. Again, John 16:33. Romans 12:21. Romans 12:21. John 13. Amen. 1 John 4. Scratch that. I'm sorry. 1 John 4:4. 1 John 4:4. Amen. Then John 13:14. I believe that is John 13:14. And then 1 John 5:4-5. 1 John 5:4-5. Revelation 2:11. Revelation 2:11. Revelation 2:17, verse 17, verse 26. Revelation 2:11-26. And then Revelation 3:12-21. Revelation 3:12-21. Revelation 12:11. Revelation 12:11. And Revelation 21:7. Revelation 21:7. Amen. Glory to God. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Those are our scriptures for tomorrow. Amen. That we want you to read and meditate on. Amen. Through your day. Amen, Jesus, as your spirit man is fed, as your spirit man is fed, as you take on the spirit of a majestic overcomer, a majestic overcomer. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for our late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. People of God, God has given him so much, and it is indeed such a blessing to be able to share, amen, with you. Amen. It's such a blessing to be able to share with you. Amen. Glory be to God. Those are our scriptures for tomorrow night. People of God, we would again that you, amen, throughout your day as you're praying, amen, just feel the spirit. Feel the spirit of the majestic overcomer. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks. Again, we give him praise. Amen. We glorify, we honor him for what he's done. People of God, bringing us to this time, bringing us to this time, amen, of this 40 days of prayer. Amen. I tell you, it's such a blessing. It's such a blessing in so many ways. Amen. So we hallelujah. It's a blessing in so many ways, amen, that we don't even know of yet. Amen. Glory to God. But there are blessings and there are rewards. Amen. For your faithfulness to come with us, to be with us. Amen, Jesus. God is doing things for you in the supernatural realm. God is doing things for you. He's opening doors. People of God, blessings. Amen. Blessings, amen, are coming your way. And for this, we give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen, Jesus. So at this time, amen, we're going to turn it back over, amen, to our intercessor for tonight. People of God, again, don't forget tomorrow night. Don't forget tomorrow night. Pray all day. Amen. As we're praying in the spirit of a majestic overcomer. And then tomorrow night, we'll see you back here at 9 o'clock p.m. Tell somebody, bring somebody, people of God. Amen. We're ending. Amen. Listen, and I'm telling you, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, people of God. Amen, Jesus. But God is revealing it in our spirit, the great things that he has in store for us. Amen. God bless you, people of God. We're going to turn the platform back over to our intercessor tonight. Amen. For the sealing of the prayer. Amen. God bless you, prophetess. God bless you.
Amen. Blessings to you, woman of God, and everyone on the platform tonight. We do give God the praise and the glory for what he has done. And I know tonight that he has moved again. I know that something is about to happen, that something that he and the Lord of God even have to be afraid of and praise tonight. But I just want to tell you that this is the time to really hold on to. This is the time not to be in the middle. Make sure your salvation is secure, because so many things are going on. You hear about so many things happening. He said God is allowing a lot of things to happen for us, for people's eyes to open, to know that this is the time to be true prevailers, to stand and true and prevail over everything that comes in our life to conquer us. We have to prevail over every trial and situation. And so it's going to take the seed of the word of God to help us to be prevailers. We can't do it no other way. Bless his name. And so I want to encourage each and every one of you tonight to stay prayerful. You've got to pray like never before. You can pray 2 times today. Pray more, because it's going to take prayer to really keep you. It's going to take the word to keep you. So, Father, tonight we give you thanks and praise and glory for your anointing within the midst of us, for your power and your presence. We thank you for those that gathered in every nation, near and far, God, that you would God be with them throughout the day, through the night, whatever time it is in your country right now, in the name of Jesus, that you would, hallelujah, cover them with the blood of Jesus. Let no weapon formed against those that have been connected, oh God, and their family, keeping us safe through the night. We thank you by the reason of strength. It is your will. We will wake up in the morning and meet again to give you another night of prayer. Now, as you leave this line, but not your presence, release your angels to go before us and protect us and keep us, God, in all our ways. Saturate the atmosphere where everyone lives. Saturate the regions with the blood of Jesus. Until we meet again, God bless you. We go in peace and have a wonderful and blessed night or day or afternoon. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. That does conclude tonight's broadcast, people of God. And we look to see you, to hear you on tomorrow night. Blessings to each of you in Jesus' name.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.